exploring novel genetic donors of salt tolerance across discipium and germplasm by transcription protocol. Dr. Shim.
Thank you. My name is Jung Yan Shim, and I'm going to talk about transcriptome profiling with extreme and unique transcriptome expression data. You see the halophytic plant with an abundant cotton. The first one is mangrove, and the other one is Oryza coctata, which is one of the wild Oryza species, and Saliconia. They grow in seawater, and they love salt, or they are really really tolerant to salt. But we don't grow abundant cotton in the seawater. And this abundant, why am I talking about? So I forgot what I'm going to say. So this cotton is very salt stress tolerant, as much as halophyte. And this is the data, comprehensive screening data, which is provided by using the GDRS line provided by Lori Hinge, USDA. And we choose the two genotypes from this screening. And as you see here, the purple color, they are salt sensitive. And the green color, germplasm, they are salt tolerant genotype. And SA0033 here. SA03 come from the salt sensitive panel. And SA1766, which is tolerant genotype, is just around here, which is salt stress tolerant. And you see here that these two extreme genotypes, SA76 is, we treat the salt and gradually. First, we treat 250 millimole, and we increase up to 500 millimole, because suddenly we treat 500 millimole. This, although the salt stress tolerant genotype react like a necrosis, so they don't survive. So we increase the salt concentration for agglomeration. And then this is the FKM data, which I added all. So as you see, some of all the 95,000 genes I added, and as you saw, you see that one, the expression is downregulated, which is accepted because there is salt stress. But I will talk about 1,179, how I chose. But as you see, these specific genes, they upregulate. And this is important. 766 chose. These genes slightly increase, but the sensitive genotype, SA0033, they upregulate drastically. What does it mean? I will, before I really talk about the transcriptome data, I want to have a quick quiz for you. So if you are riding boat, and suddenly your boat, you like 10 miles away from the seashore, and your boat sunk. So what is your reaction to survive? What is your plan? There's choice one, swim, and second choice, stay calm and wait for the rescue team. So, sir, what is your plan?
I will stay calm.
Okay, yeah, that's a good answer. So, yeah, so that's how the tolerant genotype express. Let me explain how the answer with cotton data. So I chose the 1,179 genes from 95,000 genes, and the 95,000 genes express with this kind of pattern. I just summarized 10 kind of pattern, and person in the upper panel, those expression pattern will not contribute to the phenotypic difference, which is tolerant or sensitive. As you see, the first one, A, the expression upregulate evenly or downregulate evenly. Or next one is the critical time point, day 5 and day 7. In terms of FKM, they are not much different. They're similar. But the lower panel here, this kind of expression data, I mean, this kind of gene, how they express, critically contribute to the phenotypic difference. First one, the control in terms of FKM expression, day one is almost same or similar, but through the day, time point, day 5 and day 7, which shows the leaf falling or dry or survive. So the expression change dramatically different between tolerant or sensitive genotype. And this kind of expression pattern was, with this kind of expression pattern and criteria, as I said earlier, cotton has 95,000 genes, and with a 10 time point and shoot library and root library, there's a 2 million FKM data point. And I cannot control with simple things. So I used a K-mean clustering with a Python and R, Excel, and my threshold is 2 times fold change between genotype and within genotype. So with that expression criteria and with this kind of tool, I chose 1,179 genes. And these genes are located evenly in the 26th chromosome of gossypium. And I was thinking maybe this tolerant gene, I mean these genes which express differentially might be located in certain chromosome, but it was not like that. It distributes evenly in the 26th chromosome. And the green bar is the gene, the DEGs in shoot, and you see the link. Those are same annotation or similar annotation. So that's the point in this slide. And 1,179 gene shows here. You see the shoot DEG. The first one is tolerant. As you saw earlier, the expression is quite even compared to the SA0033, which is sensitive. But SA, the sensitive genotype, through the day 1 to day 7, the upregulation is very drastic. So that's the answer for the quiz. The tolerant genotype, somebody who survived from the sea water, they stay in the water and then wait for the rescue team. But some people, they swim to reach the seashore, like this sensitive genotype, SA0033. So eventually, through the day 5 and day 7, this genotype, sensitive genotype, spend all the ATP and energy, and finally leaf falls and dry. As you saw earlier, the phenotype. So I dissected the 1,179 genes into 9 functions, including ion homeostasis signaling and osmosis and dehydration, detoxification, and ethylene senescence with a transcriptional factor. So I identified 9 functions in the 1,179 genes. So this is the model that of the how the nine function, as you see here, make hormone signaling and somatosis with photosynthesis, HLN expression, and leaf senescence. So the nine function I allocated here. So once the salt enters the cell, and because of the ion, when natrium is a positive ion, so ion homeostasis collapse. So those kind of signal makes ROS, which is H2O2 like that. So this kind of H2O2 ROS will attack the protein and other molecules. So that's the damage how makes it with the salt stress. And the unbalanced ion signal transfer to the calcineurin B like the protein, and this kind of protein modify or interact with CRPK or CDPK by kinase, and eventually this signal transfer to the nucleus. And in the nucleus, you know, there is many transcriptional factor, and this kind of transcription factor will promote the gene for hormone and stomata response, detoxification, and HLN synthesis. So all in all, these are how the plant responds to the salt tolerance. And here, there are many reports that so far, that in rice and cotton, many crop arabidopsis. I think a lot of reports, they're talking about natrium transportation. But in my data, with my colleague, there's no natrium amount difference between salt tolerant and sensitive genotype. So we test the natrium in the two genotypes. The amount is almost the same. So I think the salt transportation or excrete is not really contribute to the phenotype difference. But what I thought is energy. Salt stress sensitive genotype, they consume what they have. And at the same time point, they the sensitive genotype dried. And this is the raw data in FFKM, how much they are different. In the heat map, the difference we may not see much because this genotype, sensitive genotype and tolerant genotype, they compare. But in the numerical data, there's like acyl-CoA in the middle, acyl-CoA oxidase. In the genotype, there's in the tolerant genotype, the difference is not much different, but in the sensitive genotype, it expressed more than 10 times. So this is how the sensitive genotype wastes their energy, wastes their ATP, and it eventually shows the different phenotype. And there are many reports that some genes like SS2, this is also one of the natrium transportation genes, and this kind of gene overexpress, and eventually the genotype becomes sensitive to nitrogen. And this is my plan. I'm not saying the MAP kinase 13, this gene is the candidate gene, but through the transcriptome analysis, I found this gene, and as you see here, in terms of the RNA-seq data, the upper panel is a sensitive genotype SA0033, and compared to the tolerant genotype, you see there are many SNP, and if I edit with the genome editing tool or or RNAi, whatever, we can change the SA003 amino acid to the reference genome. So the amino acid become polar to nonpolar, and these things is very critical changes in amino acid. So we could have a different phenotype. We change this kind of gene by genome editing, become sensitive genotype, may change to the tolerant genotype. So the conclusion is, I dissected the pathway into the 9, and we need to study more details. And most DEG express higher in salient stress sensitive genotype. And tolerant genotype, save ATP, as I said earlier, under salient stress. Sensitive genotype try to escape from the salient stress. So that's why it turned to sensitive genotype. And slow down this gene, I said earlier, by genome editing, whatever we have tools, we might have, we might change the sensitive genotype to tolerant. That's all my talk today. And I would like to thank to the supporting, to my boss, and also Lori Henji, providing GDRS line, and Megan Sweeney, providing the fund. Thank you very much.